Welcome to this Yoga Nidra practice for self-love and compassion. A guided meditation proven to bring your mind into the present, ground your body, and restore the nervous system. My name is Tara Michelle. I'm honored to guide you as we seek within. You've come to a sacred moment, a homecoming to yourself. As you lie down and surrender to stillness, know this. This practice is both ancient and wise, backed not only by sacred tradition, but also by the gentle affirmations of modern science, showing that deep rest, intentional awareness, and loving kindness can rewire the brain, ease the heart, and restore the spirit to a state of balance and inner harmony. Tonight we travel not outwards, but in. Inward to the softest corners of your heart, to the quiet rooms you rarely visit, to the places that wait, without judgment, without time, for your return. This is not a doing. This is a being. We will move through layers of awareness, through breath, body, sensation, and story to awaken the sacred within. Let this journey be an offering to yourself, attending to the roots, a kindling of warmth where cold stories may have lingered. You're not here to fix anything. You're here to remember. So come, let us begin. Lie on your back in Shavasana, arms slightly away from the body, palms open to the sky, the earth holding you, feet soft, falling outward. Let yourself be held fully by the ground beneath you. Support yourself with whatever you need. Place a bolster under your knees to soften the lower back. Drape a blanket over your body. Warmth is not an indulgence, it is permission. A pillow beneath the head, or a soft cloth over the eyes. Comfort is your birthright here. You are allowed to be fully supported. You are allowed to be fully comfortable. You are allowed to let go. Close your eyes gently. There is nothing you need to see in the outer world right now. Let it soften, dissolve, let it wait. Something stirs inside, a listening, a remembering. And so, the practice begins now. Take a long, full breath in and sigh it out. Let the breath roll through you like a tide pulling away what is no longer needed. Again, a deep, generous inhale. And a soft exhale, letting go. And once more, inhale deeply. And as you exhale, allow yourself to sink even deeper into the mat, into the earth, like a river rock finally releasing into the current. Feel your body drop a little more with each breath out. The weight of your being so welcome here. Let the bones be heavy. Let the muscles soften. Let gravity do the work. There's nothing you must carry now. Notice your tongue resting in your mouth. Let it release from the roof of the mouth, softening the throat. Let the breath pass through like a breeze through an open window. There is nowhere you need to go. Nothing you need to do. Nowhere to be but here. This time is just for you. A sanctuary you carry within. A temple built not from stone, but from breath and attention. The breath moves gently now, like a whisper. The body begins to remember what it feels like to be safe, to be still, to be whole. Now bring into your heart a sankalpa, a sacred intention, not a goal, not a task, but a soul whisper, a truth that already lives inside of you, waiting to be remembered. Let it be short, rooted in the present, powerful. Something your nervous system can relax into, not reach for. Perhaps it is, I treat myself with kindness. Love lives in me effortlessly. Or I return to my heart again and again. If none of these fit, that's fine. Let your own words come. Or let a feeling arise. The intention does not need to be spoken perfectly. It only needs to feel true. Let the sankalpa settle now, like a seed resting in fertile soil. It knows what to do, and there is no rush to bloom. Like the hush before dawn, your sankalpa waits patiently, bathed in possibility, held in the dark, rich ground of your subconscious mind. Repeat it silently 3 times. Let it echo in the chambers of your being. Let it move from thought to feeling, from feeling to knowing. And now, release it. Let it root without gripping. Trust that it is already working within you, drawing you closer to who you've always been. Now we'll begin a sacred journey through the temple of your body. Touching each part with loving awareness. As I name each part, simply feel it, sense it, welcome it into your field of compassion. Bring your attention to the right hand thumb, 2nd finger, 3rd. 4th, 5th, palm of the hand, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, right side of the chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, top of the foot, sole of the foot, right big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth. Now to the left hand thumb, second finger, third, fourth, fifth, palm, back of the hand, wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left chest, waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, ankle, top of the foot, sole, left big toe, second, third, fourth, fifth. Now bring your awareness to the back of the body, back of the head, neck, shoulder blades, spine, lower back, sacrum. Now shift to the front of the body, forehead, eyes, cheeks, lips, jaw, throat, chest, belly. Now feel the whole body. Feel it as one field of energy, whole, complete. Let the whole body be felt. Let the whole body surrender, held by the breath, held by the soul. Now bring your awareness to your breath, that soft wave rising, falling, carrying you. No need to change it. No need to force. Only to feel. To listen. Let the breath move through you like the tide of a gentle sea, coming in and going out. Again. And again, always returning to you. Feel the breath in your nostrils, cool as it enters, warm as it leaves. A whisper of life, ancient and wise. Now sense the breath in the chest, rising, falling, a sacred rhythm your body knows by heart. Feel it in the belly, expanding, softening, like the swell of a calm ocean beneath a moonlit sky. With each inhale, you receive. With each exhale, you let go. And in this rhythm, you begin to remember your own gentleness, your own worth, your own belonging. Let the breath carry you deeper still. Now we invite in sensation. Feel the tender stirrings of your inner world, the quiet landscape of feeling beneath thought, beneath words. Begin in the chest. Sense a warm light glowing there, subtle, golden. It pulses gently with compassion, not just for others, but for yourself. Let it grow. Let it fill your heart like a cup being poured into. Steady, gentle, radiant. Now call forth a memory, a time you felt deeply loved, safe, seen, held without having to perform or prove. Let this memory rise like morning mist. It doesn't have to be perfect, only real. Feel the warmth of that love move through you. Let it fill your arms, your belly, your legs, flowing into every cell, bathing your whole being in recognition. Now, imagine this warmth as a gift, something sacred cupped in your hands. Offer it to your younger self, the child who tried so hard to be enough, the one who yearned to be chosen, to be cherished. See them before you now, perhaps small and wide-eyed, or a teenager, unsure and searching. Place your gift of love gently in their hands. Watch them receive it. Let them feel it. Then whisper softly, as if speaking into the deepest folds of time. You are so loved. You are enough, just as you are. Say it again if you need to. Let it echo in the chambers of your heart. Let it take root in places that once felt forgotten. Now, let whatever else wants to arise, arise. You may feel tingling or a gentle pressure. heaviness like warm sand, or lightness like a breeze through your ribs. You may feel nothing at all, and that too is welcome. Observe it all with the eyes of a loving witness. No judgment, no effort. Each sensation, each flicker of emotion is a guest in the temple of your body. Let them pass through. Let them be seen. And let your breath anchor you through it all. Slow, present, kind. Now we step into the world of visions. You find yourself in a place beyond time. A soft golden light surrounds you, like the hush of dusk when the sky holds its breath. You begin to walk, slowly, barefoot, each step tender, each breath alive. You're walking along a forest path. Ancient trees line the way, their roots exposed like veins across the earth. Above you, branches arch to form a cathedral of green, and sunlight pours through in honeyed beams. With each step, you feel lighter. Each breath is like nectar for your soul. And there, to your left, you notice something unusual. A gate, wrought iron, adorned with climbing roses. The roses are the colors of your own heartbeat, soft crimson and blush, some with petals the hue of twilight. You walk through the gate and step into a garden, a secret garden. The air here is rich with fragrance, not just of flowers, but of old stories, of prayers. It is the scent of remembering. As you walk through the winding path, the garden seems to come alive. You notice every bloom is different. Each rose reflects an aspect of you. One is small but blooming bravely. One is wild, untamed, and full of fire. One is soft as velvet, curled inward. You pause before one. Its petals are worn at the edges. You kneel, gently touching it. It whispers, "Even in my weathering, I am worthy of love." You continue on until you see it. A small cottage nestled in the heart of the garden. Its windows glow with golden candlelight, and smoke curls from the chimney like a dream rising. You walk to the door. It opens before you knock. Inside, it is warm, inviting. Wooden beams, woven rugs, and a fire that crackles in welcome. you're not alone. There, sitting beside the hearth, is a woman. Not just any woman. This is your inner wise self. She looks up at you with eyes that have seen all of your joys and sorrows. Eyes that weep when you weep and smile when you rise. She has been waiting. She does not ask where you've been. She simply opens her arms. You walk to her and are held in an embrace that makes your bones remember the safety of the womb. She smells of wild herbs and honeyed tea. You sit beside her on a cushioned floor. She holds your hands and says, "You have tried so hard, little one, to be good, to be perfect, to be worthy. But hear me now. You were born with worth. You are the very breath of the divine in motion." She invites you to look around the room. You see journals, sketches, talismans, each one a reflection of you. A mirror of your gifts. You see a journal titled, "The Moments I Forgot My Magic." She places it in your hands and nods. "Open it." Inside you see pages of self-doubt, old stories. She gently takes your hand and whispers, "These are not your truths. These are the coats you are given by those who forgot their own light." She brings forth a small golden flame. You touch the pages to it. They burn with no smoke. Only light. And from the ashes, a rose blooms. She places it in your heart center. It opens slowly, petal by petal. This is the rose of your own compassion. It radiates a warmth so pure. The tears may well in your eyes. She then gives you a mirror. But this mirror does not show your face. It shows your soul. And what you see there is breathtaking. You see a river of love winding through you. You see the child you once were, dancing. You see the healer, the dreamer, the artist, the mother, the mystic. All facets of you, shining. The mirror fades. But the memory remains. She then gives you a gift, a small key. "This is the key to your own heart," she says. "You may return here whenever you wish. You are never alone." As you stand to leave, she blesses you. "Go now and walk the world with the knowing that you are loved. Even when others forget, remember this. You are love embodied. You are the rose that blooms from ash and shadow. You step outside. The garden glows with moonlight now. You carry the key in one hand, and in your heart, the rose still blooms. You begin to walk back slowly, the scent of roses trailing behind you like a veil. The forest path reappears, and with it, the sense that something within you has changed, or rather, something within you has awakened. As the scene gently fades, you rest in the knowing, I am enough. I am whole. I am love. Now, return to your Sankalpa, the sacred vow that arose from the soul, not the striving. It has traveled with you through this entire journey, listening, rooting, unfolding. Feel its presence now. Alive in the fertile silence of your being, a truth already known, only now remembered. Repeat it silently within, once, twice, three times, with reverence, with belief. Begin to return, not in haste, but like a dream returning to the dreamer. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, tiny ripples in the stillness. Feel your body again, here, now. Safe and held by the earth beneath you. Bend your knees slowly. Draw them into your chest. And wrap your arms around yourself in an embrace of pure remembering. And know this. You are not just becoming love. You are love. You have always been. Roll gently to one side, the side of your choosing, and pause here. Breathe. Let your body wake in its own time. No rush. There is a rhythm to return, and you are attuned to it now. As we come to the close of this journey, center your awareness on a simple mantra, a sacred thread you can carry with you into waking life. Aham Prima. I am love. Let the mantra move through you. Let it remember you to yourself. Let it awaken the rose, the river, the great compassion at the center of your soul. Thank you for seeking within. Thank you for remembering. Be well.